Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club's with us. Brett, I do care about you and everyone that comes on our show. Brett, the golden ticket for the carnival. How big's this?
Yeah, what a fantastic offer, Andrew. And good morning to you. Good morning to all the punters out there. And look, I can only urge people to go to theraces.com.au straight away because this won't last for very long. The golden ticket is just for $30 entry to every autumn carnival race meeting, the 3 weeks at Rosehill Gardens and the three at Royal Randwick, including the championship. So a fantastic saving and a fantastic opportunity to get your ticket early. Go to theraces.com.au. It's a limited offer. So for just $30, as we say, entry to those fantastic meetings. And look, it's really exciting. Obviously, tomorrow at Royal Randwick, we're starting to see all these great horses come back. And there's another ticket offer as well there, Andrew,
yep.
For $20. You get $45 of value. Now, this only lasts through summer. It's our summer super saver. So, again, you need to take advantage of this before the month's end. But for just $20, $45 of value includes entry, a standard drink, one of those great village pies, a $5 TAB voucher and a free entry to another day before the end of February. So, look, two fantastic offers, one with an eye to the future, I guess, with that great autumn carnival coming up and another one with great racing tomorrow. Strong fields, big fields, really looking forward to another good day at Royal Randwick.
Yeah, no, it'll be a bonza the first there at 12:40. We'll talk tomorrow, Brett, but we urge people to go to theraces.com.au. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
And to Simon Denopoulos at 3 minutes to 10. I am running late. Everyone knows that, but we've got time for Simon. Good morning.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
When you have a segment that runs 35 minutes at the start, it knocks over everybody at the end. So I'm going to let you go for it. We are tight for time. Where's your first one tomorrow?
Yeah, no dramas, Andrew. Kick off early in the day, race three, with the Chris Lee trained feline. She went to a clear new career peak last start when she was simply dominant at this track and trip. She's now won 5 of 7 over the 1,000 metres and has placed on both other occasions. She's proven to handle all surfaces and she does appear well-placed at the weights on Saturday. Leading rider James McDonald legs back aboard. He's unbeaten aboard the mare and is striking at 20% from his last 350 rides. She does look to get decent speed on up front and looks to get a nice trail somewhere off midfield, and I think she will prove too hard to hold out late. I thought she was one of the better bets of the day. Race 3, number 9, feline.
Righto, race 3, number 9 is the first one there. Where's the next one, Simon?
Yeah, then looking at the Eskimo Prince, great to see all our talented horses resuming on the weekend, especially interested to see how Pride Dubai comes back, but pretty confident here with Counterattack. It's obviously one of the standout races of the afternoon, but I think he finds a race very suitable first up. Obviously, a lot of horses in the race will take a lot of benefit from the run on Saturday, where he does look to possess the best 1,200-metre form. The fact he's had two trials leading into this, he does look ready to rock and roll and has yet to miss the money fresh. His performance to win the Brian Crowley at this track and trip two back does seem set a decent standard at the weight. Jason Collard links back aboard. He's unbeaten aboard the three-year-old. I think from the inside draw, obviously not where you want to be when the rail's in the true, but do expect him to get off. I think there is good speed on in the race. He should settle just off, and if he gets that nice trail, I think he will prove hard to hold out late. Do respect Pride of Dubai, but confident he will be in need of the run. So more than happy to start with Counterattack, Andrew. I think he will prove hard to beat. Race 7, number 3, Counterattack.
All right, so we're race 3, number 9, and race 7, number 3, and where's the last?
Yeah, in the lucky last, hopefully, Andrew, with Ware Shaw from the Team Snowden camp. Finished 7th at Warwick Farm last up, and I think if you'd missed the run, definitely go back and have a look. He didn't have a lot of luck. He was only beaten just over a length. Does appear to be progressing nicely this time in and appears set to relish a step up in trip. Takes on the older horses on the weekend, but I think he is well-placed at the weight. Winona Costin links back aboard. She's won aboard the three-year-old previously. He's drawn out. So just how far back he gets will be the main concern, but he's very good at his closing sectionals and does look to be set for this race. Obviously, the Bob's bonus, it is available for him, extra 20,000. So I think this race has been picked out from him. The step up to the mile should suit. And the Snowden camp, they're in great form, striking at 21% this season, and more notably 44% with Galloper's Racing fifth up. Admittedly, it's a small sample size, but it just shows you when they do keep their runners in work, it's for a reason. And I think Ware Shaw looks set to win on the weekend. It's obviously a competitive race, but at the each-way odds, more than happy to side with him in the last race, 9, number 16, we're sure.
Righto. So 3-9, 7-3 and 9-16 for Simon. Simon's back tomorrow morning. He's a Saturday regular now. He wants more airtime and says to me, come on, give me on. So Simon's on to update, just in case there's any scratchings between 11 and 11.30 tomorrow. And stay tuned tomorrow. We've got a new person on between 11 and 11.30. We're calling it Ashes Aces. So all I can say is stand by for that tomorrow between 11 and 11.30. And it's disappointingly that I mention it and I look out and the person Ashes Aces isn't sitting there. Thank you, Simon. Have a good one tomorrow.
I will, Andrew. It'll be interesting to see if Ash tips in Vienna, Andrew. What do you think?
Well, we'll see. Time will tell. Thank you, mate.